If you're a listener of the show, you know that I deliver bread for a living. But I do not, how do I put this? I do not subscribe to the gung-ho trucker lifestyle. And I don't mean anything disrespectful towards anybody. I just mean obnoxious dick faces. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pulling into a nursing home this morning, and I'm backing my truck in, and there's a tractor trailer already backed in. He's delivering some frozen food. I have a big box truck, and it's not mine because mine's still broken down, so it's just a rider truck. I'm unloading it, dropping the tailgate, you know, gonna hurry up and get in there and get out so I didn't block the guy in. And he's just one of these dudes who's like, yeah, it's supposed to be at 7:30, you know, hey, they got you driving that big truck now, how about that guy, huh? You deliver bread out of that big truck, why you need a big truck like that? I'm just silent, like, yeah, you know. Well, I guess I wasn't silent. I really wasn't entertaining the fella, you know what I mean? But, yeah, just the guys that, like, when they come up to you and they stand right next to you and they just stare at you. They stare at you until you have to engage with them. You're waiting outside a building and they're like, so, you know, what do you think about Trump? What do you think about this? What do you think about that, huh? Oh, you like the big truck? The big truck's good, huh? Get a lot of stuff done in the big truck. Shut the fuck up, dude. You know, it's wash, rinse, repeat every day of the fucking year. Why do I got to talk to you about my truck? Anyway, you're listening to the Stories from Central Mass podcast. I'm really not this angry. Life is pretty all right. Just not a gung-ho trucker. Thank you. So if you listened to last week's podcast, I had mentioned how you don't always have to listen to people in grocery stores. Some people are just in their own world. So this week, I'm knelt down in front of a bread rack with my bread uniform on, and a girl in her late 20s, early 30s comes up to me and says, excuse me, are you the manager? I said, no, I don't work here. Now, not realizing that every single person out there isn't, like, really truly reading your uniform or knows what the hell's going on. Most people are in their own world when they're in a store. I should have said, no, I'm the bread delivery man. I don't work for the store. I am not the manager. So, I didn't have to say it like that either. So all I did was answer her. I said, no, I don't work here. And she says to me, she goes, oh, because you look like you'd be the manager. I said, no, I don't work here. She goes, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure I don't work here. And she goes, so you're just helping out? I'm like, what? Because I'm putting bread on the shelf. I was like, no. And then I realized I could have let this little cat and mouse game go because I was dealing with a person who wasn't all there as well. You know, when you get that feeling like a simple explanation isn't going to really help them. But I gave it to her anyway. I said, oh, no, actually, I work for the bread company. I don't actually work for the store. And she goes, oh, because you sure look like you do. And then she walked away. And I don't know why I'm standing here telling you this. I don't like to talk about work. That was just puzzling to me, man. I told the person I don't work there, and she just didn't believe me. I didn't have the market store uniform on. But anyway, I could talk about that all day long. How most people... No, I'm guilty of this myself. When I am working, and I have to deliver bread to a grocery store, every person's in my way. Every person's taking their sweet-ass time. I'm asked daily where something is in the store because people like that lady just don't pay attention and ask random vendors where things are. Like, it's like going up to the Pepsi lady who's putting up bottles of soda and asking her where the paper towels are. Well, there's a chance she might know, but, you know, you just don't do it. But as a regular consumer, oh, by the way, what I'm going to say is, well, as a consumer, I walk around the grocery store in my own haze. You know, I don't pay attention, and I have to catch myself. I started talking to the Goya guy the other day, thinking that he worked at the store. It's just funny how you do that. How you, like, you know, when you're driving in your car, all the big trucks out there are just in your way and you're a pain in the ass. And when you're in a big truck, every car is just trying to cut you off and get right in front of you to hurry up and wait for a red light. There's no philosophical reasoning behind anything I say. I don't really have a point most of the time. I'm just telling you, I'm aware. My favorite part of my interaction with that lady was at the end when she asked me if I was just helping out. It caught me so off guard. I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, say what? And you know what the best part about doing your podcast in a car while you're driving around doing your errands is that you miss the exit to the place you're going. So I'll be turning around now, heading back. So I was listening to a podcast today called The Way Back, which is with Ryan Sickler, and he was interviewing Jim Florentine. And the Way Back is in reference to the way back seat of a station wagon. And it also is in reference to way back in the day, so you tell an old story. And they got to talking about throwing snowballs at cars and the different things they've done. And it escalated pretty quickly, and I'm not here to tell you about their podcast, but I would also like to put this question out to my loyal fans, a.k.a. my friends that actually listen to this show, and see if they could come up with any of their vandalistic things they used to do. Now, I have not successfully gotten Jay on this podcast yet, but there was a brief time, because I'm a little bit older than him, and I was in high school and he was still in junior high. So we kind of hung out with different friends then for a little while. And he was hanging out with some dudes that he went to school with, and they went out one night. Well, and they got into some mischief, and I'd like to hear from him as to how that night actually went down. I know they got chased by some guy in a car for a little while on foot, and they were scared, and they were out all night long, and, you know, the Daiquiri brothers accidentally shot their neighbor's window out with a BB gun. Just some basic vandalistic type things. Now, I was kind of a good boy, but I did get in trouble. You know, I did accidentally shoot my own sister with a BB gun, but that wasn't vandal. That wasn't being a vandal. We used to moon the train when it would come by, you know, the railroad tracks there behind James Street. I can remember the first time we went to moon it, and Russ is like, "Hey, you want to moon this train?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." He's like, "Ah, yeah, go ahead." So I started to moon the train. He's like, "Ah, dude, it's a freight train. There's no one there." Anyway, I kind of made that pot up. I just thought it was funny off the cuff. But get at me, guys. Tell me your stories. So as you know from listening to the podcast or not listening, maybe you don't know, I listen to podcasts myself, and I'm susceptible to advertising. So I've been having sore feet lately. This was a few years ago. I heard this advertisement for CBD Lion. And I'm like, all right, I like the podcast. It's a good sponsor. The guy really pushes it every week and everything. You know, like I said, I'm susceptible to advertisements. So I order it. I bring it in. I use a topical cream. I'm rubbing it on my feet. Talking to my wife, I'm like, yeah, I don't think this stuff's working. You know, she's like, what gives you that idea? The name? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, CBD Lion? I'm like, oh yeah, you zinged me again, baby. Here's a little update. My oldest daughter and I went to Foxwoods to, she's 20, went to Foxwoods to see comedian Daniel Sloss. I probably brought this up a couple times. We've had tickets for a while, but it finally came up, and you know, he's a funny guy. He's from Scotland, and he was absolutely hilarious. We sat 5 rows off the stage. My daughter was a little nervous that you know, she sees a lot of crowd work videos on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. She thought maybe they'd start picking on us, but the guy didn't do any crowd work. But I do laugh like a hyena sometimes, and a few times when he told a few funny jokes, he definitely heard me laugh and turned and looked at me and made her blush a little, but it was kind of funny. Yeah, I ain't going to give you any of his jokes or anything. The place was about a 750-seat theater, or at least that's what he said it was to sell it out. Maybe it was more. I don't know. Very nice, but the guy came out, and he's like, hey, I forgot what the name of the town is that Foxwoods is in, but it's a Native American name, something like Chippamuckwakakanga, whatever the hell it is. And he came out and he goes, how's everybody doing from blah, blah, blah? And before anyone could respond, because no one really was, he goes, let me just ask you a question. Is anybody from this town? And it was absolute crickets. He goes, all right, I'd love to tell you that we're happy to be here and that we'll be back, but we probably won't. Which I thought was hilarious because it's like, it's a nice little place. It only took an hour to get down there. You can get right in and out, free parking, because they're not going to charge you to park at a casino. But, you know, he tried learning a little bit about the area, like just to throw some references in there. And he's like, so what? It's like everybody like a minimum of 30 miles away. And then he got an applause. So I was like, okay. So anyway, it was a good show. We had a good time. Got a little pizza Regina at the end of the night. And she drove, so I had a couple beers. I mean, I had 2 Coors Lights. In a matter of watching a 90-minute show and eating pizza, I was fine to drive. But I was more than happy not to, considering your boy Mikey's on the road all the time driving. You know what I'm saying, guys? So Vinny's been returning my texts again. Not that he wasn't trying to, but he was on vacation. So he says to me, you should have an opening song, like, every week. And he gave me the band, and slipping my mind for a second here. I believe it was Modest Mouse song, Float On, which I love that tune. I don't know if I'd pick it for the podcast, but even if I could, you know. So I said to him, I was like, yeah, you really can't, because I'm on a few different platforms, and I don't know, maybe it's only YouTube that you can't use copyright stuff. I'm not on YouTube, so maybe you can. I know Spotify, with the app I use, allows you to do that. Yeah, you can just, I could just do like a Spotify exclusive, which, why not? I mean, it's not like I got a shitload of listeners anyway, and do music reviews and stuff and whatever I want. But I'm already on a bunch of different platforms. I like to think I'm a multimedia type of guy, but so I told Vin, I was like, listen, I can't use copyright music because of, you know, don't want to get, you know, whatever. It's not like I'm making money on it anyway. I'm like, hey, maybe you could, I said to him, I said, I've tried to get some of my musical friends to, you know, just play a guitar riff or something, or a drum solo. A couple of dudes said they would back in the day, and, you know, just like me trying to get in touch with everybody, it never happens. So I said to Vin, yeah, maybe you could do something. So he comes back with, well, I do have a kazoo. A kazoo, he says. And says, I have a kazoo. Isn't that the little green guy in Flintstones? Kazoo? I don't know. Anyway, I asked him, I said, well, Vin, maybe you could play an introduction on your ukulele. Your ukulele. And he said to me, he would unbury it. So look forward to hearing Vin play Happy Birthday on the ukulele and sing some other lyrics. I highly doubt any of this is going to happen, but you've been listening to Stories from Central Mass podcast. Mike just wanted to get back in touch with everybody here. I wanted to let everyone know how I'm doing. I'm all right, you know, same old, same old. So I'm about to go get my wife and children a pizza or two at the old Antonio's down here on, I don't know what the freaking street this is, Chandler or Pleasant. I always mix them up. And like I said, you've been listening to Stories from Central Mass podcast. I'm your host, Mike. And you are not me, and I am not you, and this doesn't matter to anybody. Thank you. Owen, by the way. Oh, that'd be my alias. Owen, by the way. The old Al T. He used to say Owen, by the way, constantly. I just wanted to come back on because I didn't like the way I ended the show just now. And I don't like the way I'm doing it now either. So, all right. All right, well, I guess we'll end it.